I mean, I think holding on to people for too long, you know, we like to give people the benefit of the doubt and we want to see people succeed. And sometimes it's to our own detriment. You know, we're not really sure when to let an employee go if they're not working. We've had some great people that have worked with us in the past. And then we've had some people that have come in and have gone on, you know, 100 appointments without closing any deals. And, you know, we didn't have the systems and processes and accountability management in place to recognize that on a week by week basis and saying, oh man, we shouldn't let this go on any further. So, you know, from an ownership perspective, you need to have your finger on the pulse of all of the numbers and you need to be able to hold people accountable to what you want them to do. And if they're not, being able to correct it or let them go. So really it was the difference of being an entrepreneur to a business owner. We didn't do a good job in transitioning in terms of what we needed to learn to operate a business efficiently and not just go out and grind and be the entrepreneur. So that transition was really tough for especially me, because I just thought everybody was going to do it the way that I did it. And, you know, you need to give people guardrails and metrics and accountability to make sure that they're going the direction that you want them to go.